was live in the best, and I don't waste time. On the mic with a dope rhyme. Jump to the rhythm, jump, jump to the rhythm, jump.
Whoa. Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. I am your host, Maria Wall. And tonight, of course, is our open chat night. Tonight is one of those nights where if you have something you want to say, it's scream and shout, let's talk it out. You know, a lot of us have been carrying around so much this week, some good things and a lot of bad things. So if you're going through a rough time, talk it out. And if you want an honest opinion, ask for it. And of course, if you want to admit to something that you did, don't you think it would make your soul feel so much better if you just released it? And if you want to give thanks or praise, just shout it out. And of course, if you're home for the holiday weekend, I'm so glad that you've decided to spend it here with me here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. And of course, tonight, I just decided to start off our show with Make You Sweat by CNC Music Factory. Remember that? So, you know, it's like 98 degrees outside today. So what better song to start off our show with? And while we're getting situated here, waiting for folks to get into the chat and all of that, and welcome to all of you who are joining me in the call query. Thanks so much for being here this evening. I had set it up to be a two-hour show, but of course, I know that a lot of people are gone for the holidays, so pretty much I set that up in case we get a call from someone, because I do get calls from all over the world. And if you need that listening ear today, or this evening rather, I am here for you. But we're going to have some fun tonight. It's going to be a bit of a Q&A for me, because so many times I have people who write to me and they ask all types of questions. And tonight we're going to be, well, I'm going to be answering some of those questions for you. Tonight is also a kickoff of a very special program that we do have going on with the Wall Foundation Incorporated and the Women of the I Am Project Movement, which is I Am, which stands for Inspiration, Aspirations, and Motivation. We are in the midst of a very huge project. It is nationwide. Excuse me. It's nationwide. And this is a project that we started for young people all over the U.S. And it's the Pass the Positive contest, promoting self-esteem, hopes, and dreams is what it's called. And what it's about is we've come together and we developed a project where young people with multiple age groups can send in their responses. This year our themes are, we want you to complete the sentence, I am, and then you complete it. The second one is, I am grateful and or thankful for, and then of course you complete it, and the third is, when I grow up, I am going to be, and you complete it. Now, the way that this works is simply this. You can either send us a poster, pick one of the three topics, send us your poster. You can also mail it to us. And, of course, for those of you who are on Facebook, and if you're not, you know, join us there on Facebook on the Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. We're there. You can also upload your pieces there. Now, of course, you know, they must be in good taste, nothing derogative, racist, sexist, or otherwise. If you do that, of course, we will be deleting it from our contest pool. And right now, Not only will you be featured here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio, but you'll also be featured on the Wall Foundation Incorporated's website, and there'll be more prizes coming along as the program develops. And we're also going to, I'm planning on having a showing of all the pieces where people can come through, sort of like an art gallery, and they can read your words, see your artwork, you know, just get a total feel for your artistic flair. Just tell us a little bit of a story about what's going on, what inspired you to pick the topic that you did, and, you know, just give us a little bit of a bio on where you are, where you've been, and where you're planning on going to. So today, of course, it's the Memorial Day weekend, and I just need to take this time to remember those who have fallen and thank those who have stood up and fought for this great country, even with all of our faults and all of our dysfunctionalism. This is still a great country, and this happens to be my country. Some people may not like me, and I might not care too much for them, but you know what? We have to be here together, and this is my country, and I happen to like it very much. And it's not much different than most families. You know, we always have some family members who are peculiar and or dysfunctional, but family is still family. Well, this is my country, and I love it. And I want to thank all of those who served in the armed forces and all of those who helped to protect this great country in public service of any type. Just remember what Memorial Day is all about. It's not about going to barbecues and gorging yourselves on a lot of food. It's not about that. So thank you to all of those who are public servants who helped to keep myself and my family, friends, and just this great country safe. Thank you so much. With that said, you know, so how's everyone's week been going? How's your life? And I'd like to say congratulations to all of the spring 2012 graduates across the country. I am so happy for you. I'm actually going to be a summer graduate of 2012. So, you know, I understand the excitement right about now. So you're never too old, by the way, to go back to school. Even at my age, I decided to go back to college. And I actually see the light at the end of that tunnel. So for me, summer 2012 is my time to shine. So congratulations to all of the graduates that have come out in spring, summer, and of course our fall graduates as well. So 2012 is our time to shine. So with that said, I'd like to let's just jump right into some of the Q&As. A lot of people ask me so many questions during the week, and I haven't really done a sit-down Q&A session. One question that's come to me more than often is, if any of you have ever listened to the show or followed the stories here, and especially my story, which was the catalyst for the birth of Healing Through Hurt, a lot of people would like to know, how is it that I can live in the same neighborhood with the woman who contributed to the downfall of my marriage, and how is it that I can forgive both my narcissistic, sociopathic ex-husband and her? And my answer is really simple. He's moved on. He's out there targeting so many other women, conning people, you know, doing his dirt with his business. He's a contractor, so he's made a lot of dirty deals. People all over the internet are complaining about him. The Better Business Bureau, the IRS is looking for him. In multiple states, people are looking for him. you know, his world is pretty much imploding on itself. And that's why, if you ever listen to my Sunday morning meditation show, it's 15 minutes in the mornings, usually it's 6 a.m. I believe last week my inspiration was vengeance. And for me to sit up here and plot against this woman and him, it only makes me, not only does it make me come down to their level, but it makes me miserable, because I'm sure he's not giving me a second thought anymore. Well, that's not necessarily true, because I know that he is, but I'm not giving him a thought. I divorced him for a reason, and for me, there's no looking back. I will not walk up the hill and look back at Sodom and Gomorrah and turn into that pillar of salt. I'm not going to do it, because I know that nothing's behind me but heartache and despair. So why would I want to welcome that back into my life when I'm on my road to recovery? So that's where the forgiveness comes in. Does that mean that, you know, if I see him, I'll run up to him and give him the biggest hug in the world? No. Does that mean that she's still not one of the lowest forms on the planet? Absolutely not. But I'm not going to sit up here and allow them to continue to destroy my world, because I'm in recovery and I like the journey that I'm on. So for me, that is where I am right now. And of course, some people have been asking me about some things, activities that they could do with their daughters, because right now we are very big on self-esteem here at the Wall Foundation. And by the way, while we're on the subject, let me just tell you all that Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio and the Sunday Morning Meditation is sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is an IRS-recognized and Maryland-based 501c3 nonprofit. And, of course, I already mentioned that if you'd like to keep track of both what's going on with Healing Through Hurt and the Wall Foundation even, you can find us on Facebook under Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation. Join us there and like us, and that's the best way to keep in contact with me personally, and to keep abreast of everything that's going on with the organization, both the WOW organization, the Women of Wisdom and Worth on Meetup, and of course the Sisterhood of I Am, which is Inspiration, Aspirations, and Motivations, also on Facebook. And you can also join us there. It is a closed group, but send me a message and a request to join. And, of course, if we feel as though you'd meet the criteria for the group, because we are a bunch of professional entrepreneurs, all female, and we're planning on doing some very dynamic things this year and beyond. So we are looking for specific individuals for that particular group. Anyone is welcome to join WOW.O.W.W. It's on meetup.com. We are the Women of Wisdom and Worth. And feel free to check us out there. But if you'd like to write to us, our address, our mailing address, is Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland. And, of course, if you don't want to deal with snail mail, you can also email us at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. And if you're on Twitter, we are wall_foundation there. You can follow us there and keep track as well. Usually, we just put up a lot of announcements there. We don't carry on too many conversations there. But, of course, you can always follow us on Facebook or email us. And if you send a correspondence to contact@thewallfoundationinc.org, one of the staff members will respond to you. If you'd like to write to me personally, you can send your email to mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org. And if you need to talk to us by phone, our number is 202 618-2556. So that is so much for all of that. So moving right along. So as I said, I've had a few people call or write to me asking about activities that you can do with your daughters to help with their self-esteem and in some way even help you. One of the things that I like to do is you can sit down and you can develop a playlist, something of great music that gets you up, that wants you, makes you want to dance, makes you want to have a great time. What you can do is pick your favorite music, put it on a CD or in your iPad or whatever you're using nowadays, and play it throughout the day. Put your headphones on, and if you feel like just being silly and jumping around a little while, then do that and just enjoy yourself. It's a great stress buster, too. And secondly, if you have a camera, you can go out and get one, even some of the disposable cameras, really. But if you have a camera or video recorder, go out and find the beauty in things around you. You know, it still amazes me how many people don't notice what goes on around them. It's absolutely amazing that people don't notice the silent beauty all around them. Matter of fact, that was the title of my very first book that I had ever written was Silent Beauty. And, of course, my current book, Silent Noise, is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, several outlets. It is a book that does not have a lot of pages because one thing that I discovered is that when you're going through the midst of a storm, you do not have time to read a dissertation. You want something that's going to give you that boost that you need right then and there. And my book is written with quite a few open pages or blank pages so that you can jot down how you're feeling. I give you some guidance, but the rest of it, you create your way. The pieces are there to be that catalyst to get you on your road to healing from your hurt. So you can also do that. Sit down, find, get some papers and say what you like about yourself or about your life right now and what you do not like and compare the two and then get a third sheet of paper and put your game plan on it and whatever your deadline is to have that change. And then you want to put that all in a safe place. And you can each encourage one another. If it's you want to lose 5 pounds in the next few weeks, then that's what you do. And then if your deadline is June 30th, then you'd open up that file and you see if you've accomplished that goal. And if you haven't, how close are you to accomplishing it? And, of course, you too. Now, this is something that I really, really like. I'm planning on getting a place for the ladies and the WOW organization to get together. But you can go somewhere and get your nails done. Sit together. Talk a while. That's a great time to have that girl talk time when you can just talk to one another and actually listen to what each other is saying. Not just hear each other speak, but listen to the words. You'd be surprised what you may learn. So that's something you can do. Usually this is something that you can do starting at age, say, 13 on, you know, where girls really are at that. That's when they're starting to really change and they're becoming of age at a greater rate. So these are just things that just a few small things that you can do. Of course, and I spoke about my book, but you can get any book, start a book club, because a lot of times kids and even adults don't take time to read. And I'm not saying it could be a paper book, it could be a hardback, it could be on your Kindle, your Nook, whatever. But as long as you sit down and read and then talk about what you've read, because, you know, I find it so amazing a few years ago, I had taken a religious philosophy class in college, and it was so amazing how you could take one passage from the Bible and how, depending on the classmates' beliefs or what they were taught, they could actually rationalize their perception and opinion of that passage from the Bible. And some of them, to me, were so far out in left field, but this is what those individuals believe. So, again, it promotes communication, and that, of course, is just something that's great. And, you know, for younger girls, say in the 8 to 12 range, there's so many things that you can do. And especially when you're talking about peer pressure and things like that, you can sit down and you can compare notes and ask your daughter who inspires her, who she likes, who she'd like to be. And see what she says, because a lot of times, a lot of girls will pick all of these, you know, people out here, these performers who have the you know, perfect 10 bodies and this and that. And then that's when, if you know that that's the track that your child is on, that's when you can sit down and say, that's fine and well, as long as they're maintaining it in a healthy way, and that this is Hollywood. They have a lot of people that make a lot of money to help them stay that way. But those of us who are not celebrities, we have to work a little bit harder for those perfect 10s. Me, right about now, I think I'm a minus 10, but it's okay because I'm going to get back up to my 4 or 5. So, you know, it's okay. And once you see what their perceptions are of their own bodies, you can, you know, reinforce the fact that it's okay. You can be an 8, you can be a 7, you can be a healthy and a beautiful 7 or 6. And it's just something that I think that a lot of our young ladies need to know now. And this is something that so many of us have not tried, I'm sure. But let your child be the teacher and you sit back and learn something new from your child. These are just some of the best things that I've come across, and I happen to love this because you'd be surprised what you can learn from listening to a young person. And you can probably have a party. And better yet, instead of you going to a spa, why don't you try having a girl time party? And what you can do is invite over some of our friends. And you all can actually paint each other's nails. We've done that with the women a while before. It was really great. So welcome to Mama Bean in the chat room and guest 5814. Thank you so much for joining me here. And if you have something that you'd like to shout out to the world, if you've had a bad week, call in and tell us about it. If you've had something great happen in your life, call in and share it. We'd like to hear the good news. We want to hear if something's bothering you as well. I know, Lenny. I know. I know that you're Mama Bean. Oh. And, of course, guest, if you have something that you would like to share, give us a call. Our number is 646-478-4726. Give us a call and let us know what's on your mind, because you know, I haven't done the Healing Through Hurt show in a while, and I had told you all a few weeks ago that I'd be taking some time off. And for the next 8 weeks, I may be having a show every other week. But after the 8 weeks is over, I should be getting back on a regular schedule. So like I said, if you have something that you want to share, and you know what, you guys, I was sitting in my switchboard, and or my studio, as Blog Talk calls it now, and I didn't see anyone in the chat room when I had the mini chat up, so I said, let me go to the full chat, and when I did that, I saw you guys in the room, so thank you so much for joining me here, and to all of our callers in the call query, thank you for being here with me tonight. As I said, if you want to call in and share your story, feel free to do so. I'd love to talk to you this evening, and, you know, I'd like for you to share what you have to tell everyone, and what we're going to do. We're going to take a slight break, and I think that I'm listening to, I found this CD, it's called Party Starter Dance Mix, and I think the next song coming up is The Power by Snap. So, you know, if you want to get up and dance a little bit, feel free to do so, because we'll be back in a few, but I'm going to let you guys enjoy some music for a while we take a small break, and then we'll be coming right back. And again, our number is 646-478-4726. Or if you'd like to tell your story in the chat room, feel free to do so, and I will read it for you on air. And, of course, to our guest, if you are able to log in, feel free to do so, and then you can interact in the chat room. Or if you would like to call in to share your story or your kudos, if you have a child who graduated or you graduated or someone got married today, and a special shout out to Nichelle Jones Johnson, who's no longer Jones Johnson. She got married today. She's a good friend of mine. And I wish that I could have been at the wedding today, but I'm looking forward to seeing the pictures and getting together with her and meeting her new beau, now her husband. So congratulations to Nichelle. And we are about to go on break. And to our callers waiting to come on air, we'll be bringing you on as soon as we come back from our break.
Thank you.
yeah, yeah. It's getting kind of hectic up in here. Boy, it has been a week and it's hot outside. But you know what? We are here this evening and we're about to go to our call line and we're about to bring on caller 1444. Welcome caller 1444 to our program. Hello. Uh-oh.
Is it me?
Hey.
Oh. Hey, how are you?
I am okay.
Wow, that is good. I've missed you.
It's just been busy.
I know. Well, I've got I've got some exciting news. I had applied to Liberty University, which is in Virginia, and because I wanted to, you know, I wanted to maybe get an associate in some form of religious education, you know, and not so much to be in ministry as in maybe furthering my biblical knowledge. But anyway, they called me today and I was accepted.
Oh, wow. Well, congratulations.
Thanks. I'm really excited. 50 years old and going back to college. So, you know, I've asked my cousins online and I've asked my kids to, you know, if I have to take math class, can you help me out? Because I didn't do so well in math.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, you know, I've had my share of college mathematics and I know I had to take refresher classes and everything. So,
girl,
trust
let me tell you, I can't even do the elementary or the junior high math. So, you know, that's not saying a whole lot. It's all changed since I've been in school, and it's kind of scary. I have friends who live in Virginia, and I told them, well, because the campus to where I'm going is only like 40 minutes away from where they live. So I told them, well, when I graduate, I'm coming down so my 50-year-old body can walk across that stage to get my diploma.
Nothing wrong with that. You know, a lot of my friends are going back to school just as I did. And, you know, a lot of students are older students nowadays. I know that at my school, it was a gentleman. He just graduated with his AA degree. He was 90. So
Wow. Just
to give you some idea that it's you're never too old. I know some people who are making up excuses, and there are others who are taking the first step. Some, you know, are taking their non-credit courses right now just to get back into the swing of things. I have quite a few friends who are doing that. And then, of course, some people are getting themselves together to start in the fall. So you're in good hands and good company, rather, because there are tons of people. Tons.
I'm excited. I just lost my train of thought. But I'm looking forward to
Hello.
Hey,
hold on. But you're going to do fine. Just take your time with the math, and you'll be fine.
You don't have to get your associates. You can bachelor's. And I didn't know that. I thought you had to get your associates first. They told me if I didn't actually do the term that I wanted to get my bachelor's instead, I can do that. So it's exciting. It's a Christian university, and it's located in Lynchburg, Virginia.
I'm familiar with it.
Are you? And Of course, I'm going to be doing all my stuff online, which, you know, is fine. I'm just really, really excited. I mean, God's always wanted me to do something like with single women or single parents. And maybe this will be a way that opens the door to that.
Truly. You know, once you go in and you talk to your advisors and they get you situated, you know, you just have to map out your time, because it does take a lot of discipline, especially when you're doing it online. I'll tell you, in all honesty, it takes a lot of prayer and faith and discipline and the whole nine yards, because it's no joke. It's, you know, comparing when I had gone to college straight from high school and then going back, you know, coming back to school now when I'm in my 40s, I think that I enjoyed it more this go round than I did when I had first gone to school when I was much younger. Back then, I was busy trying to live and enjoy life to the fullest, and I didn't put forward a great effort. I mean, I had okay grades, but, you know, now it's just, it was just a different journey this time around. So, and you have a lot of people who will be there to help you in any way that they can, myself included. You know, I have a lot of my old math books. So, and, you know, I didn't do too bad in math. My lowest grade was a B. So I guess I know math. I hate math. I don't like it. I don't understand. You know, I told my last professor, I said, you know, in grade school, 9 times 0 was 0. So I said, then, you know, you get to college and you get into your upper math and high school and things, and then suddenly 9 to the 0 power, it doesn't even equal 0 or 9. It equals 1. And I'm like, really? I'm like, I just don't know why I need to know this. And I don't need to know why X equals Y, but, you know, it's something that had to be done. So, you know, you just learn how to do it.
I'm just hoping that I don't have to learn math. You know, I'm just hoping. So, but this college was started by Jerry Falwell.
Mm-hmm.
And the campus looks beautiful, just from what I've seen of the pictures online. So I'm excited because, you know, I can take as long as I need to do this and to get my degree.
Well, congratulations. And and for all of our listeners right now, I just want you guys to know, and you too, Lenny, is that a lot of the federal regulations changed as of the summer semester 2012. So make sure that you go on the site, and if you don't have one on yours, I can send you the site from my school where you can read up on all the new federal regulations and criteria, especially for those of you who are getting financial aid. The government has really basically lost their mind. So, you know, the requirements to keep your financial aid have changed tremendously. For grad students, they took away our subsidized loans. You can only get non-subsidized loans as a grad student. They raised the GPA requirement. There's a lot of things going on, so just make sure for all of you who are either currently in school or about to start that you make sure that you are up to date on all the new federal education guidelines that just went into effect summer 2012 session. So this stuff is brand new. And I just happened to have found out about it when I was questioning something that was going on at my school. But I'll tell you this too, Lenny, if your school has a Facebook page, it's always good to join that page. And you can get a feel for the school and talk to the advisors there because my university is there, and actually our legal club is there as well. So I keep track several ways through both the school and our legal studies club. So we're all there together. And Facebook is great for that because it keeps me in contact with, like I said, our law club and the school itself. So if Liberty has a page, which it probably does, I'm assuming, you might want to get on that and start asking questions.
Right. Well, I know I was freaking out when I first talked to one of the advisors. She says, did you have at least the 2.0 grade point in Ranson High School? I'm like, you know, I might have. I don't know. Might have been lower. Could be higher. Who knows? So, I mean, because I, you know, my life was totally different back in high school than it is right now. And
right.
I didn't do the best, but I hit it was 3 point something. So I did okay, but it was just frightening for a second. And I'm like, well, what happens if I don't have a 2.0? And, you know, she explains what they do for people who, have like a 1.9 or whatever. And so I'm here to tell you I was excited when I seen that I had a 3 point something grade point average.
Oh, wow. Well,
yeah.
There you go.
I don't know. Would I do it all over again? Would I change anything I did in school? No. And the reason being is what I went through made me who I am today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the choices and decisions I made because I made those choices and decisions. It's not because my parents separated. It's not because they divorced. It's not because of this. It's not because of that. I made it all myself. So,
right.
You know, lots of learning. I mean, this has been a week. I'm telling you. And, you know, so that phone call today from the school really, really made my day.
Well, that's what this show is about, and I'm so happy for you. And, you know, I think that, you know, not to get off of our topic, because this is really open chat tonight, but one thing that you said that I think that I wanted to touch on some more was the fact that, you know, you own up to your past, what you did. You know, it's not like it's anybody else's fault. I mean, some things are, but, you know, the part that belongs to us, we can own up to and move on from there. And I think that that's a great thing because you understand that, you know, you understand what you've been through. And, you know, we can sit up here and, you know, we can go down the total negative road and blame ourselves for everything or feel self-pity, but, you know, I'm glad to see that you didn't do that and you're just moving on and you're putting one foot in front of the other and you're taking that leap of faith, no matter how afraid you may be, because you're stepping into, you know, uncharted territory or territory you haven't been in a very long time. But you have a lot of people who can encourage you and keep you motivated because, you know, been there, done that. Come June 4th, I'm down to my final. That's my last class.
Wow.
And, I'm done again. So it's just, it's just one of those things where I've been down that road yet again. So I know what you're about to embark upon. And if you need that help and that encouragement and someone to help you understand some things like math and all of that, then, you know, I can help you as long as
I'll have your number on speed dial. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I said I'll have your number on speed dial.
You know,
it's
one of those things where math, especially algebra and things, it's made up, whereas there's rules in algebra that were created to make other problems valid or correct. And you have to understand that some things, if you have like positive and negative answers, you have to know which rules apply, because depending on what you're working in, you know, if you're working in something quantitative, it cannot be a negative maybe. So you know that the positive answer is the correct answer. It's little things like that. So you'll get to learn those down the road. And once you get used to knowing what's what, it's so much simpler to figure it out. But I still don't like math. I don't like it. But you know, once you see that light at the end of the tunnel, you're going to be so much, you're going to get that, you're going to be like the little engine that knows that you can, and you will, and you'll keep trugging right along until you're wearing that cap and gown.
You know it, and you're going with me. I'm taking a whole crew, man. I'm going to fill that auditorium up. Everybody and their brother's going, because this will be a monumental experience.
Just prepare yourself. Put your head in your books, walk by faith, and you'll be fine, because it is a journey. It's a journey, and sometimes you're going to be tired, and it's going to really, really, really just dog you out. But for all of our, welcome to our guests in the chat room, guest 6208, thanks for joining us here. If you have something that you'd like to discuss, give us a call at 646-478-4726. And for those of our listeners in the call query, if you'd like to be on air, press the number 1 on your phone. I am having some trouble tonight with allergies, I'm assuming. But
one other thing I want to say real quick is tomorrow is my anniversary. I will be clean and sober 28 years.
Clear and sober 28 years. Yes. You know, you get yourself a special kudos for that one. I am so happy for you. 28 years. Now, everybody should be just happy about that and giving Lenny her kudos on that one for 28 years. And if anyone's ever been down that road, I'm sure you can relate to just how hard of a journey that really is. And it's just, wow. Wow. You know, and maybe you care to share. How do you even
say it again?
How did you accomplish that? How hard is it? Share that with some of our listeners, because I'm sure that they want to know. For 28 years, that's no easy task.
Well, the main thing is, you know, my belief in Jesus Christ, and he took that addiction away. I mean, let me explain that. My next drink is always right next to me. I mean, if you know, they always say that next drink is always there, and I carry that with me. I don't forget where I came from. I know where I'm going, and when I decided that I wanted to live, because drinking was just slow suicide for me, I gave that to Christ. And, you know, in 28 years, I can tell you, I've had one want and one desire, and that was like back in, the first 6 months, you know, but I don't ever forget where I came from. I mean, you know, I look at my family. The Lithuanian side, you know, we drink for everything. It didn't matter. Stubby toe, you drink. Somebody died, you drink. Somebody got married, you drink. Find a gray hair, you drink. I mean, it's just the way it was.
Right.
And the Irish and German side of me was that way, too. They drank for everything. So, you know, I honestly believe it's hereditary, because my mother was an alcoholic. My brother is an alcoholic, and so is my sister. We're all in recovery. Mom, actually, the last, I don't know, it was maybe the last within the last month of her life, she wanted a beer. A beer and pickled pig feet. The grossest thing I've ever seen in my life. So, you know, she's on all this heart medicine, all this medicine for her pulmonary fibrosis and Parkinson's, and I'm thinking, you know, I don't think alcohol is a good thing. So because she was in a hospice bed and couldn't get into the kitchen, I went into a party store and bought a six-pack of O'Doul's, okay, thinking, you know, I'm going to pull this off on her. So I get back, and I open one up, and I put it in a little glass for her and put a little straw in it and dished out her pig's feet and took them over to the table tray thing, and she drank. Oh, this tastes so good, Lenny. Thank you so much. And a couple days later, my brother and his family came up from Kentucky, and he says, Ma, what's this skunk stuff in your refrigerator? My mom's like, what are you talking about? And he took over the six-pack of O'Doul's, and she started laughing. She says, they're a damn sister of yours. And she called me on the phone, and I said, Mom, you're on too much medication to be drinking, man. I mean, come on. She only wanted one, which is all she had was, she had two, actually, the one O'Doul's, and then she had a Budweiser with my brother. And that's something that, you know, he was able to drink one and stop, you know, and not travel back down that road. I honestly can tell you I don't think I could do that. My addiction is in so much full swing for anything that one wouldn't have been it. I would have just kept going, and I would have probably been dead within the year.
So, wow.
Yeah, so I mean, just stuck with me longer, girl.
Well, I'll tell you, when you get in school, you keep the faith, because there's been many a nights when I felt like drinking too.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Between the ex-husband and the kids? Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, it was just, oh. But hopefully these next 8 weeks will go by quickly for me, and I'll be able to take a nap after that and rest a while. But, you know, you just keep the faith and, you know, take it slow. Don't go in and overdo it and overload your mind, because you have to get acclimated to being back in that academic environment. And it's an institution of higher learning, so it's going to be a tad bit different from what we remember from grade school. And,
right.
You know, but you can do it, and you will do it.
Well, I think, too, I have to get myself back into that structure of, you know, doing work and reading and learning. You know, I got to get back into that kind of thing. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, when the advisor I was speaking with, when she was explaining it to me, you know, it can take 2 years, it can take less than 2 years, you know, just all depends on how many classes you take and whatnot. And I started chuckling, and I said, yeah, I got to be careful with that one. I said, because, you know, I want to do it all right at the very beginning and then get burned out and not be able to do it. So I'm going to start out on the slow road. And if it's doable to add another class, you know, like let's say I take two classes. If I feel comfortable with taking a third class, then you know what? I will. But I can't just jump into, you know, three or four classes or however they do the online stuff.
Oh, no, because you have to really see what the requirements are and then plan out your classes carefully, because, like, for instance, there's some classes I wouldn't recommend anybody take back-to-back, like psychology and sociology.
Oh, my
Those
gosh.
Two are so opposite from one another, you could get totally burned out and absolutely confused between the two. So I would not do that. I would not take anything that requires a lot of time and effort if I'm doing math class when I know that math is not one of my strongest points. You know,
right.
Things like that. But because of what you're going into, you know that it's probably going to be a lot of reading and a lot of writing. And so, you know, you have to plan for all of that and understand and get your game plan together. Well, you need to do library research and how far away is the library for you? What are the hours? Will it be conducive so that you can get your work uploaded and sent back to the school in time? Things like that.
Right.
You really
right.
do have to put all of that in place in advance. So,
yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I really am.
I love when anyone tells me that they're going back to school, especially when they're an older student. I'm like, you know, let's hear it for us older students going back, living out our dreams. And, you know, this is our second lifetime or third lifetimes or fourth lifetimes in some cases, you know, doing things our way. And we're going back to do what we want to do, whether it be you're going back for another degree or whether this is your first degree or whatever it is, go back and get it. And it's just a sense of satisfaction about it. And, you know, a lot of people talk about it and they never pursue it. But hats off to you, and I applaud you for pursuing it. And like I said, just make sure that you're following all of the federal regulations, because that's totally different from what the school may say. But, you know, the federal government and the Department of Education has a lot to say with schools right about now. We seem to be on the hit list. So just make sure that you keep up with everything. And like I said, if Liberty has a Facebook page, make sure you get on that and start to interact and ask a ton of questions.
Okay.
But I am so happy for you. And every time I hear that an older student is going back, hats off. And, of course,
that
does not take away from the young people who are coming out of high school, getting ready to go to college. You know, I would say get it over with young if you have the drive, the dedication, and the discipline to do so. Get it over early. And just get your dreams. Just make your dreams reality.
Well, I remember back after I graduated from high school, I started college. I was going to be a special education teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And it never panned out. And honestly, you know, that's okay because my life went the way it was supposed to. Because there again, if I wouldn't have went through what I went through, I wouldn't be where I am today and I wouldn't be who I am today. No.
And I think a lot of people don't understand that concept. You know, I always try to say that healing through hurt was born out of a specific, you know, incident that happened in my life over a period of time. And had it not happened, there would be no healing through hurt. There would be no Sunday morning meditation. There would be no I'm sisterhood. There would be no women of wisdom and worth. None of that would have been created had I not gone through the traumatic situation that I had to endure. And, you know, sitting back, looking and hearing from all of the people who hear my voice and they listen to the show and they support the show and they get something out of it, I'm still in total shock and awe. I'm just doing what I feel as though I'm compelled to do, but I guess I'm not doing it for people to say, here are your kudos. You know, that's not it. But, you know, everybody likes to get some type of praise or whatever from time to time, but
right.
This was born out of my experience. And to know that I'm helping people all over the world, that's still amazes me. It's just so, it's gratifying and I'm humbled, but it's still just amazing to me, this whole process. And, when, you know, when people contact me, I'm still like, really? You know, to me, it's like, wow, I'm just me, you know. But it would not have happened had I not gone through what I had to endure. And God saw fit to keep me through. My ex did not kill me for a reason. And that reason is so that I could be here to, you know, share my story and those of so many others, you know, people such as yourself. You know, somebody needed to hear that you're 28 years clean and sober. Somebody needed to hear that tonight or tomorrow, or someone who's going to listen to the archive show. They needed to hear that. So, you know, it's still just, I'm still in shock and awe over the fact that it's still surreal to me. It's like, I know that this is what I was born on this earth to do, but it's still surreal at this point. And I still get totally amazed when people, I had someone call once, it was Pat Holland Connor. It was so funny. The first time she had called me, she got my name from someone else and so forth. And when she called, she was more amazed with the fact that she had left a message and I happened to have gotten the message and I called her back. And she was more amazed that she was actually speaking to me personally. And I said, yeah. She said, oh my gosh, you actually called back and it's really you. And I was like, yeah. I don't know what else to say to people. I'm like, well, yeah, when I tell you guys that you'll probably hear from me, yeah, you're probably going to hear from me. And right now I have a schedule where I can pretty much return calls in a timely fashion now when things really start to take off and I'm doing more travel and I'm really getting involved more so with my true and total destiny. I'm doing my true destiny, but my total destiny is still being formulated and developed and things like that. But eventually I may be on the road, but you will hear from me. So
Nana's not going to go, honey, okay? Because I'm on the phone, on the radio, talking. Yeah. So you go with Mama and Sissy, and I'll see you when you guys get back. Okay? it's not my granddaughter. My daughter and I are staying. She has a 2-year-old little boy, and so he calls me Nana.
Oh.
Have them call me Nana, and it's the cutest thing because they'll say, Nana, Nana, Nana. And I'm
so kind of like, he's got another grandma.
Yeah. I told my daughter, I said, I can't wait till him and Sarah meet because he's almost 3. Sarah will be 3 in September. And it'll be funny to see how she reacts to somebody else calling me Nana other than her.
Well, you know, and I love it when, you know, the little children come in, and I've done a few shows over the years, and the little children will come in and start talking to their parents, and it's like, hold on now, I'm doing a show, and they get very inquisitive, and they're just so cute to hear them talk, and they're just, you know, that's the beauty of doing a live broadcast. You know, and I know that, a lot of people are probably out at their functions and celebrating. But again, as I said at the beginning of the show, because we're probably going to be signing off soon, is the fact that this is the Memorial Day weekend. And just remember what Memorial Day is really about. You know, I'm not going to any cookouts. I'm not going to any of that. But I know that my son is a military person, and, you know, I know a lot of people who serve, and I know people who have lost people. Yep. You know, one year, many years ago, when I was still with the with the PO, and I was out on one of my routes, and a soldier came up. He was in his dress blues and a chaplain, and they were going to a house, and they knocked on the door, and they walked past me, and they said, "Afternoon, ma'am," and my heart just sank because I knew why they were knocking at that door. They were going to tell someone that their loved one wasn't coming home, at least not the way that he or she had left. So
there is no way I would want to be one of those people that do that. There's just no way. And, I still wear, all right, back in the 70s, remember when they had the MIA and the POW bracelets?
Uh-huh.
My whole family got them, and I think my dad's, my brother's, and my sister's came home. Oh, no. My dad's was killed in action. My brother's a soldier, my sister's soldier, and my mom's soldier all came home. Mine was a prisoner of war and then was missing in action, and he still declared missing in action. So I have had many of his bracelets because, you wear them for so long, you end up falling off your arm. My original one is in my armoire. I have decided I will wear this bracelet and continue wearing this bracelet until they change the diamond, the cross to a diamond. They've got it backwards to me, but once they change that symbol by his name and declare him dead, then I'll take it off when they do that. Until then, I'm just going to wear it on my arm.
Wow.
And then I'll try and find his family and send them the bracelets.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for it. Well, the other day I was in the grocery store, and the gentleman behind me said something and I turned around, and he was a veteran of one of the wars, and I stuck my hand out and I took his hand in mine and put my other hand over his hand, and I shook his hand and I said, "I thank you for, serving this country and making it so that it can be free for us." And he got tears in his eyes and he said, "You're welcome." And I was leaving the store and I thought, I wonder how many people actually do that. You see a gentleman with a hat that says veteran of foreign wars or World War II vet or Vietnam vet. Mm-hmm. If everybody would just live intentional and just, every time you see a retired service member or even one active duty, doesn't matter, just go up and shake their hand and say thank you. It would mean so much to them.
Right. And I just smile and I say thanks for your service. I usually don't, make physical contact with them because I don't know if they're suffering from any type of post-traumatic stress or something, but I'll just say thanks for your service.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I just want to say thank you. I don't need to know their name. I just need to, I want them to know that I appreciate it because a lot of these people, there's no draft. There hasn't been a draft in years, in a long time, in many, many years. But these people volunteering, for whatever reason, some of them because of circumstance, some of them because they just want to go. But they're volunteering to put their lives even in harm's way even more so than just walking down the streets. You're in harm's way just walking down the streets in some part. But it's even more so there because these are people where it's thousands upon thousands of people who just want you dead. And that's what their whole directive is their objective is to kill you. So with that said, I would like to say from the bottom of my heart to all of those who serve, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Me too.
And, you know, vaya con Dios, but, you know, go with God and may God be with you, because I can't say that I can imagine how you feel doing what you do, because I have not done it. But, you know, I know what it's like to be a mother who worries about her child. And I know what it's like to see people lose their loved ones. So I just pray for your safety and that you come back and be able to, you know, just come back and to just get acclimated to society again, to civilian life, and just be well. But thank you so much for all that you do. I don't need a burger to tell you this. You know, it's all about you. And I think that I would prefer to stay here all night and just say thank you a million times than to sit down and laugh and joke and not mention one soldier while I'm getting that piece of barbecue chicken or that rib off of the grill. So thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you to infinity.
That's right.
You know, what more can we say? But thank you. And you're in our prayers. So,
yes.
You know, Lenny, as always, it is so good to talk to you, girl. It's just it's just been great as always. And I'm so glad that and I have to give a shout out to Google, because that's how you found me again.
In my aha moment. Yes, ma'am.
So special thanks to Google. Because,
yeah.
If you ever need to find me, folks, that's how you do it. There's a few of us there, because I even Googled myself. But if you know anything about my company or Healing Through Hurt, you'll get to the right one if you ever need to find me.
I kept trying to type in the other one that I worked for you at EUTV. And
EUTV, Entertainment Uncovered Television. That was my old television show. Oh, my gosh,
You know, I had my press pass for that. And I thought, well, gosh, I still got that press pass. So that's, you know, so I Googled, or I didn't Google, I typed it and it didn't come up. And then, I don't know, maybe it was my daughter and I were talking and, you know, maybe it was like the next day and I thought, Google. That's how I'll find her.
Yep. And, I am definitely there. So, and the more that I do, I think the more that I'm becoming easily searchable on Google and the other search engines. So, if you all ever need me, Google.
People are very, very blessed, whether they know it or not. They're very blessed because you are a woman of worth. You are a woman of Christ. You are a woman of your word. And
thank you.
I am just so, I look at you and I just am so inspired and just feel so lucky to be able to be a part of the things that you're doing, because they're important things. It's just not, you know, this off the wall run of the mill thing. This is actually life changing work that you're doing, and you know, I'm just very grateful to be able to be a part of it.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I'm just trying really hard to make that difference, because tomorrow's the next second isn't even promised. And I'm just trying my best to make that difference and to help as many people as I can before my time is up. And thank you so much for, of course, the encouraging words, because once again, it's like, oh, wow, okay. You know, I'm just doing what I'm compelled to do. And, you know, every week I have to sit down and have quite a few conversations with God to guide me in the right direction. You know, and some days I say, what are you preparing me for now? It's not clear yet, but I know that it will be. So,
well, and you can always do what I do. You can always say, God is bigger than the boogeyman. He's bigger than Godzilla or the monster on TV. Oh, God is bigger than the boogeyman, and he's big enough for you and me. I love VeggieTales. God puts cotton in his ears when I sing, and now you know why. But I love that little ditty from VeggieTales, Maria. I just love it. So,
God is bigger than the boogeyman and Godzilla, too. Oh, that's cute.
Junior Asparagus sings that song.
I'll have to look that one up on YouTube. It's probably there.
I thought I posted it in the IM group.
Did you?
A few weeks ago, maybe? Yeah, maybe,
Well, if you did, feel free to post it again. It's really cute.
I love VeggieTales. They rank right up there with Tigger, you know.
But, I want to thank everyone in the call query and in the chat room for joining us here, and naturally to our guests in the chat room, of course. If you'd like to share some more on-air time, give us a call, 646-478-4726. If you have something great that you want to share, if you have a problem you'd like to talk about, then feel free to give us a call if you're a guest in the chat room. And, of course, to our guest in the call query, press the number 1 on your phone if you'd like to be on air before we actually sign off. Because I am going to relax a while and just prepare for, I'm coming down, this is my last free week coming up before I start my final class for school. So I'm going to enjoy every minute of it, spend a little time meditating in prayer and preparing for tomorrow's Sunday morning meditation. And It's always a blessing when I do Healing Through Hurt. I never know how much I miss my Saturday evening shows until I come back and do one or two. But I'm going to end it because I'm trying to cough. I don't know what the problem is, but excuse me. Oh, yeah, I'm not feeling my best. So, Lenny, it's been great, as always. I'll probably see you on Facebook.
I love you. And
thanks so much for stopping in tonight, and congratulations on your new blessing and walk by faith.
Definitely.
You can rest assured that God has this. And you'll be blessed, and that feeling that you get when you see that light at the end of the tunnel is something that words can't really describe.
Right, and it's not a train.
So, and you will get there. You will get there. So,
I love you and appreciate all the work that you do. And
thank you so much. It's always good to hear that extra push and praise. It really is. And it's appreciated greatly. And love you too. Tell your daughters I said hey, and your son. And
I sure will.
I miss them a whole lot of bunch much, but we'll get together again.
Yeah, we will.
In divine timing, everything will come together. Mm-hmm. So, with that said, thank you so much, Lenny, for joining me here tonight, and to all of my guests, in the chat room and in the call query. Thank you so much for being here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. And, of course, tomorrow, if you want to hear it, a Sunday morning meditation live. It usually airs at 6 a.m. But if you're not up that early, which many of you won't because you'll be too full from tonight, so you'll probably be sleeping in late, you can always catch it in the archives. The show's archives, usually a few minutes after they end. So, with that said, we're going to end the show on a really fun song for once, if I can get it to play. Because I'm working on a system that's sort of on its last leg. But, yeah, it just kind of sort of locked up on me. But I enjoy spending my time here with all of you, especially with my good friend Lenny and those of you who we have yet to meet, and I haven't spoken with you yet, but we will someday. Wow, I just, words can't describe how much I love, you know, doing Healing Through Hurt. But if you're on Facebook, join us there. And Lenny's there, I'm there. We're all on Healing Through Hurt. iTalk Radio, presented by the Four Wall Foundation, Inc. Like us there. Send us a message. And, of course, the I Am, the Women of I Am, the Sisterhood. That's Inspiration, Aspirations, and Motivation. It is a closed group, but you can always send us a request to join the group or be invited in by any of our members there. So with that said, we're going to end with I'm Too Sexy. So right said Fred. So anyway, we will see you all soon. And thank you so much. And as always, I pray each of you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy day, enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. And I even pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow. But most of all, I pray each and every one of you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. So with that said, this is Maria Wall for Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio and the Wall Foundation Incorporated, wishing you all a wonderful, safe, and very, very appreciative Memorial Day weekend. I'll see you back here soon. Lenny, I'll see you on Facebook. And thanks for being here. And good night, everyone. Have a wonderful weekend. And I'll see you back here again real soon. On the catwalk. Thanks so much for joining me here this evening on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. I hope you've enjoyed our little musical interlude here. And I just wanted you to know that you are sexy and beautiful, and you're a wonderful person just the way you are. Don't try to be a really cheap copy when you were born such a beautiful and wonderful original. And just remember, like the song says, I'm always thinking about you. I'm just a phone call, email, or letter away. So with that said, I want to wish you all a wonderful, wonderful evening. And this is I've Been Thinking About You by London Beaton. And of course, the CD is various artists that we've been listening to on the Party Starter Dance Mix CD. So with that said, this is Maria Wall saying good night to all of you. Have a great holiday weekend. And just remember to thank your military personnel and all of those who serve, who are public servants. Thank you so much for doing all that you do. Good night, everyone.